Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Another week, another day of Magic Drive Time. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. In a matter of seconds, we will be joined by Dante Marcatelli from, what do you know it, snowy New York. It's April 2nd, and it's snowing up in the Empire State. How about that? Magic fall last night at the hands of the Atlanta Hawks, 88-94. Hawks' Tyler Dorsey had a day. He posts 19 points. Magic have another tough shooting night. The entire association is off today, so no NBA game for the National Championship game. They are back in action tomorrow night as they take on the New York Knicks beginning at 7:30. Hey, just a reminder, Magic fans, you've supported us all year long, and now it's time to return the favor. Join us for Fan Appreciation Night on Wednesday, April 11th at 8 p.m. to enjoy special discounts and entertainment as we take on the Washington Wizards. Just a reminder, a side note, that is an 8 p.m. start time on the last game of the season on April 11th, 8 p.m. For more information, go to OrlandoMagic.com/fan appreciation. All right, let's go up to New York City, to the Empire State, as we visit with the one and only Dante Marcatelli. And I'll tell you what, Dante, you know, it had been a long time since you guys had been out on the road. And how about this? You go back out on the road, you play at Atlanta last night, and now you're greeted by snow in early April. Do you ever think you'd be saying that?
You know what? I didn't until about a week ago when I happened to look at the forecast, and they were projecting that it would be snow for opening day of baseball for the New York Yankees, and lo and behold, here we are. But no, when we left New York, I forget when we came back last, I did not think we would be returning for snow. In fact, I think it was the trip before the last one where it was when we did the big West Coast trip. We knew we were going to Utah, and in one other spot might have a little bit of snow. I thought, well, we can put the jacket away for the rest of the year. I'm glad I kept it out. I'm glad I brought it to New York as we walked to breakfast this morning, and it was frigid. It was frigid, but you know, you've been up here.
There's nothing
quite like New York City, and it looks awesome. The snow on the trees in Central Park. It's pretty impressive.
I was going to say, Dante, I was excited for you guys because not only are you in New York at a time of the year where it is spring, but you're there for Yankees opening day. You know, I was excited for what the excitement around the city would be like for you guys, and lo and behold, they postponed the ball game.
I know, and there were people, Jeff Turner in particular, who was in an Uber headed to the stadium. He was going with a friend, and there's a part of our crew and that's going to the Mets game tonight if they're able to keep that going here. So we'll see how that goes. But it's you know, they deal with snow. In fact, it's no big deal for them up here. It's a big deal for us to come see it. But we've been fortunate, Aaron, with our travel this year because I think we were up here about a week or two before Christmas, which Christmas in New York City is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then we were here on New Year's Eve. So we had New Year's Eve, and we played on New Year's Day against the Nets. So we had that. And then to come back, for the opening day of baseball, it's pretty cool. I would be surprised now if Aaron Gordon doesn't put on some Yankee stuff and walk around and try to be confused as Aaron Judge.
I was going to say, Dante, they're almost spitting images of each other, aren't they? And I think Judge might have a height advantage over Aaron, doesn't he?
Well, he's about Judge's 6'6" and Aaron's 6'8", so he can pull it off. And we brought it up to Aaron last time we came here, and he loved it. He loved the idea. He gets a kick out of the comparisons. He thinks it's great. In fact, we were trying to set something up at Yankee Stadium for today.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
But that wasn't able to work out. Obviously it's a big game for them. But I would be surprised. He would love the idea of putting on a Yankee sweatshirt, a Yankee hat, walking around, and people thinking he's there. He loves the comparison. It's great.
I just love the idea of taking the train into the Bronx and just walking Aaron around in a full Yankees uniform. It'd be great.
Right. Absolutely. We can have a lot of fun with that. I think that's something that would get a lot of attention. And he's not met him, so they don't know each other. But I think they are aware of the similarity, and they probably both get an equal kick out of it.
Well, I will tell you what, I'm all for having fun this time of the year with the way this season has gone for us. Right now, talk with the one and only Dante Marcatelli. Magic off today. They're in action. tomorrow. All right, Dante, let's just I don't want to harp on this too much because I think at this point, you know, these games are what they are. We are at the point in the season. Magic fall last night at the hands of the Atlanta Hawks. But, you know, if you are looking for positives, I thought Jonathan Isaac looked fantastic in 20 minutes. He posted 15 points, and he looks like he's starting to get more comfortable out there.
Well, that's just it, and that's been what's the, you know, kind of the most disappointing part of this whole thing is when he starts to get a couple of games under his belt, he does get a rhythm, and he starts to look comfortable, and he looks like a guy that belongs, certainly on the defensive end, which we know he completely changes the game, and our season was lost when we lost Jonathan Isaac. I firmly believe that. Terrence Ross as well, you know, that played a huge part of it, but when you didn't have, not to put everything on a rookie, but when you didn't have that rim protection and that defense that we sorely needed. I mean, he went through a stretch before he missed the previous three games. The 10 games he played before that, he was averaging two steals a game. He had a game with five steals and a game with four. So we know about the block shots and we know about how he defends his guy, but he makes plays. He gets steals. He gets this team going the other direction. Now, it hasn't translated to wins because they're just brutal offensively right now. Just can't seem to get a shot to go, but you see the signs. And now he's hoisting up a couple of threes. He's catching it in rhythm. He made three last night, so that's a very encouraging sign. You don't see that. It's a fine. There's nothing wrong with a shot mechanically, but you don't instantly look at him and say, oh, that guy's going to be a three-point threat, but maybe he can be. Maybe he's a guy that can be in that corner and knock down an occasional three. But, man, how impressive is it when you see him put the ball on the floor and just explode at the rim?
It's wonderful to watch.
He's got that athleticism. It's hard to stop him. Now, listen, he's 19 years old, and he's got a long way to go. There's no doubt about that. But this is what the last couple weeks, month of the season is about. It's about development for these young guys, and he doesn't feel he's been set back, which is very interesting about his confidence and where he's at as a player. He doesn't feel all those games missed have set him back. He's been around the team. He's continued to work. He's practiced with the team. But now he's got to put it to use in a game, and he did that last night. Now, listen, Atlanta's playing you and I, which is disappointing because they beat us. But Atlanta doesn't have, you know, they're still NBA players, but he's not going up against, you know, the iron of the league. And these guys are seeing him for the first time. So once the playbook is out on Jonathan Isaac, then it's a whole nother series of adjustments he's going to have to make. But at least for now, you're encouraged with what you saw last night and when he's able to stay out there. And I'll tell you the last thing too, Aaron, not to just hammer this to death, but he fell down a couple of times last night. He fell down on his back, and you know that he's not been a guy that's played through a ton of pain this year, as we know. But he, you know, he's been hurt for most of the year. But he got up, and no problem falling on his back, and he did roll that ankle. You could see that left ankle bend, and it dropped him. But he got up and finished the game. And after the game, he said he was fine. So I think that's very encouraging, and you like to see that.
I was going
to
say, Dante, you almost just want to take him and wrap him in bubble wrap and just be like, you're going to be okay.
You're going to play these six games. You're going
to
play them.
Absolutely. But, you know, Dante, just to kind of go back to what you were saying, you know, even though this Atlanta Hawks roster essentially had nobody, I mean, they're sitting Dennis Schroeder right now. Nobody's playing. Kent Bazemore isn't playing for him right now. But when you watch Jonathan Isaac, you know, it's the simple eye test. He can do things out there that simply nobody else can. And that's the difference. And that's why you watch him and you see him and you're like, this guy is going to be a player in this league.
No, and he wants to be, and he does want to learn. He's very engaged during timeouts, and he's just got to stay out there. He's got to put some size on, you know, if he's going to have any time playing the five. You know, we will want to get a look at him and Aaron together, and we haven't had a ton of success seeing those guys on the offensive end. Defensively, this team's been very good the last couple of weeks or month defensively, certainly since the trade of Elfrid Payton. Not to put that on EP, but guys have had to step up, and you do. You have guys in there that are, quite frankly, better defenders. So they have been better on that front. And it coincides with Birch getting called up and Isaac being out there. But, yeah, the competition level was what it was last night. But still, these are NBA players. And, Chad Forcier made the point last night when I talked to him at halftime. He said, I don't think we're respecting those players. I don't think our guys are familiar with them and not giving them the respect that they deserve. And that changed to start the third quarter. They came back and it was a completely different game. But you can't do that. If you're wearing an NBA logo, you can play. You've made it to this level, and you have to take everyone seriously. And this team has not accomplished enough to be able to treat anybody that way. This team needs to play as hard as it can, night in and night out, if they're going to have a chance to win. And I think as you look at the development of a guy, I know you talked about Jonathan Isaac, and I'm coming full circle on everything, but I look at Aaron Gordon in the last
game. Oh, absolutely.
It's just to your point of who those guys are on the Hawks. If I'm Aaron Gordon and I'm about to get a very lucrative deal this summer, hopefully here, but you don't know where it'll be or what his future looks like, that's a game I need to dominate. Nick Vucevic is not having a good night. We're decimated with injuries. We're relying on Isaac and, to some extent, some of our guys that have been in the G League. That's a game I need to take over from start to finish, and that didn't happen. So I think as he continues to develop, again, he's 22. I think two or three years from now, he's going to be in a completely different mindset than he is now. But I think that's something, kind of the mentality that he needs to get in, because he's potentially going to be the guy here, and he just needs to get that mentality.
Yeah, and we've heard so much of Jeff Weltman and John Hammond talk about this. You know, at some point, when you don't have a good shooting night, you have to find a way to impact the game in some shape or form, and that's probably the next step for Aaron. We know he can score the basketball, but on nights where he doesn't have a great shooting effort, how do you help your teammates become better basketball players? And that's the key thing. Dante, real quick.
And you know what I think? Just real quick, just 10 seconds on that. I think that message was made to him at halftime, because he was a completely different player to start the third quarter. He was all over the place. He was aggressive. He was blocking shots, and we see it in spurts, but he's got to do it without someone getting on him about it. He's just got to have that awareness, and he will. He will. He certainly will, but I think that's an example as we kind of look at his overall development.
I was going to say, Dante, and you still forget how young the guy is. He's still only like 22 or 23 years old. Dante, real quick, you know, so many people made a comment. You mentioned Elfrid Payton and the trade that sent him to Phoenix. So many people made a comment about the Magic only getting a second-round pick back. Well, Tyler Dorsey yesterday goes for 19 points, and he helps that team win a basketball game. And I'm wanting to say, and you can check me on this, but he was the 41st or 42nd pick in last summer's NBA draft. And where you look where that pick that they got back for Elfrid Payton is going to be, it's going to be in that range. So you can get a guy that's going to help you. I just thought that was important after watching that last night.
I think that's a great point. I think a lot of people miss Tyler Dorsey. I think this guy, and this is why, you know, for Atlanta, and you can call it tanking or you can call it developing young guys, this was a rebuilding year for Atlanta from the outset. They were not expecting to win this year. So now, for the last couple of months, you throw in injuries and whatever the heck is going on with Schroeder, they shut him down, and it's created an opportunity for Tyler Dorsey, who may, you know, they've had injuries to Delaney and Bembry, and so there's been a number of guards that have been out for them. So now he gets a chance, and he's thriving. He looked very good last night. He had the runner going. He had knocked down three triples. He facilitated for his teammates. He defended a little bit, and he's got a nice shot. And that's a guy, as you mentioned, was found in the early second round. The Malcolm Brogdon, the rookie of the year last year, was the 35th overall pick, a guy that John Hammond found. So you can get second-round guys that are going to contribute. I think you're guy Mason that the Kings got last year is going to be a player. I think you can. So yeah, you certainly can. You know, don't know that the Magic will go point guard there at that position, but if they do, there's going to be guys available. I think that's a great point. Your guy Devontae Graham for Kansas, where's he going to go? You know, where's a guy like that? Or are you going to find, you know, this guy Javon Carter from West Virginia? These are guys that have been there for a number of years and probably don't have all the upside that some of the other guys have. So they're going to be later picks. And, you know, not saying for the Magic, I'm saying you can get guys in the second round, might be where those guys go, and they're going to have an impact.
Absolutely. You know, Dante, real quick before we head into a break, because we have to, it was really good to see Dwayne Dedmon and how far he's come since his Magic days, too.
Yeah, and I talked to him, and I told him I was proud of him last night too, and he certainly appreciated that. I don't know how much that meant to him, but still, we are proud of him. This is a guy that took one three-pointer. He missed it. Took one three-pointer in all his time with the Magic, and he's knocked down almost 50 this year. I mean, it's just unbelievable how he's developed, and I. I cringe a little bit, you know, when you see that guy got how he got away, and if you probably could have been able to retain him for pretty short money here in Orlando a couple of years ago. You didn't do that, and that's a guy that could have had a huge impact on this Magic roster. But I wish him all the best, and you know, I think Nick Vucevic would be shocked to see what Dwayne Dedman was when he walked into USC, just learning the game the year before to what he is now. I think it's pretty impressive.
I was going to say, you forget that those two played together, and it was great to see. All right, Dante, we do have to duck in a quick break. When we return, the national championship game is tonight. It features the Villanova Wildcats opposite of the Michigan Wolverines. Dante and I talk about, is the college game starting to mimic the NBA game a little bit more? We'll talk about that coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
A lot of people talk about clarity, they talk about color, they talk about the size. The cut is the most important.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire talks about the most important of the four C's, the cut.
The way the diamond is cut is 60% of the value.
Keith says it's like comparing two men who weigh the same but don't look at all alike.
One may look like Tim Tebow and the other one looks like me. I highly recommend you stay with Tebow.
International Diamond Center.
Buy the one that looks like Tim Tebow.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Right there. Deeper left front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Three on one. Here's Aaron Gordon. Acrobatic stuff there. Took it up high and dunked it down hard.
Magic fans, you've supported us all year long, and now it's time to return the favor. Join us for Fan Appreciation Night on Wednesday, April 11th to see your Orlando Magic take on the Washington Wizards in our last regular season game at Amway Center with a special start time of 8 p.m. Enjoy special giveaways, discounts, and so much more as we honor the best fans in the NBA. For more information, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Fan Appreciation Night.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, rolls along here on this Monday. Magic off today. They're back in action. Hope everyone's got a plan tonight for the national championship game between the Villanova Wildcats and the Michigan Wolverines. It should be a fun one. Just a reminder, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 18-19 season. Enjoy every Orlando Magic game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your 18-19 full season plan today. All right, right back up to New York, where we're talking with the one and only Dante Marcuzzelli of not only this show, but also Fox Sports Florida. I'll tell you what, Dante, you guys got any plans for that Natty Championship game tonight?
No, we were just talking about that a little while ago.
You got to find a spot to watch it.
Yeah, you know, we got to go. We will definitely find a spot. We'll get the broadcast team together and we'll go out and find a spot to get together and watch that, because we were in New York, ironically, for the college football championship game.
Oh, yeah.
So we found a nice little spot for that, and I'm sure we'll do the same thing here tonight and see what we think. I'm hoping Villanova can keep it rolling and get Jay Wright his second national championship.
I will tell you what, Dante, if they get two national championships in a 3-year span, sign me up as a Jay Wright believer. And you know, I was watching that Kansas and Villanova game because I obviously had a rooting interest. It shocked me how much that Villanova team, with everything they do, with the way that they switch, where they have five guys that can shoot the three, it shocked me and it amazed me how much their style of play resembled the NBA game. And I just started wondering, yeah, is this what we're going to start seeing at the college level? Because it was a lot of fun to watch.
Well, I think we have seen it. I think we've seen a number of programs that are hoisting more threes and playing inside out and trying to drive and kick and get the open three, especially with the closer three-point line. I think it makes sense to play that way in college. And Jay Wright, You know, there's so much attention to detail, and this guy develops. I thought it was interesting. They made the point during that broadcast, and you've seen it at other times as well. That guy develops. That guy works with his kids. They're out there practicing that shot. He works with every kid on his team on the mechanics. You know, going out there and making sure that they're shooting the ball the right way, and it speaks. And this is the third time he's been in the Final Four in his career. This is the second time he's been in the national championship game, and he won it a couple of years ago. So it's very impressive what he's been able to pull off. And I just wonder for him, you know, the resume being what it is, 17 years at Villanova, if he wins this one, even if he doesn't, he might be looking to make the jump. He might be a guy that's looking to get to the NBA. He'll certainly have suitors. He'll certainly have people coming after him because there could be a number of head coaching jobs available in the league. But you look at that, and now with the success of a guy like Brad Stevens, who's done well for the Boston Celtics, I think the jury's still out on Billy Donovan, but he certainly had some decent years. I mean, they had the Golden State Warriors up 3-2 a couple of years ago. So I think NBA teams will definitely look at him, and they probably should. He's developed these kids, and he's got quite a resume.
I was going to say, Dante, is that line starting to get blurred a little bit more between you have to be an NBA guy or you have to be a college guy? Because you mentioned it, Brad Stevens, Billy Donovan. I thought Fred Hoiberg's Bulls played really hard for him the other night. Right. Is it starting to not matter what ranks you're at?
I think it may not be, Aaron. I think that's a good point because it did for a while. I mean, before this crop of college coaches that have come out and had success, who were the last ones to do it? You got to go back quite a ways to find anyone that's come from college and had any kind of success. So I think we're starting to see that now. So it's partly because of what you're saying. I mean, these NBA talent, you're getting some of this NBA talent to mimic the NBA game. You know, these guys are playing in college a style that suits the NBA. So it'll be an interesting game to watch here tonight. I'll certainly be pulling for Villanova. I know Frank Vogel will. He knows Jay Wright very well, so that's kind of cool to see that connection. But I would be remiss if I didn't say how sorry I was about your Jayhawks.
Oh, that was tough.
I know that was a big game for you. I know Sam Davis is still in Kansas City lamenting, nobody was going to beat Villanova when you're making 18-3.
Oh, my God. It was unreal. I mean, they were even guarded shots. I was like, you know what? If you make those shots, hats off to you. You deserve it. That was incredible to watch. Okay, Dante, got about 15 seconds. Predictions for tonight's game?
I think Villanova wins. I think Villanova wins 75-60.
Yeah, it's going to be going away. They're by far the best team. Hey, Dante, enjoy your snowy day in New York. I'm going to go out and sit by my pool tonight.
Oh, come on, a little shot before you go. I appreciate it, man. Have a good show tomorrow, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Absolutely. That'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Don't touch that dial. See you guys tomorrow.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding Blue is pure magic.